Good morning. We're going to get a couple people back to practice today. Limited, but nevertheless. David Boss, Jaron Hosley, Adrian Robinson worked the other day. Cooper Taylor's going to work. Corey Webster is going to be brought along real slow, but he will work. So we do have a few extra guys who are going to work today, which will help. I'm looking forward to a good day on the practice field. The attention was very good this morning, the good energy. Hope to have the same thing when we get to the practice field here in a couple of minutes.
Tom, you had a Thursday game followed by a Monday. It's almost like having a bye week. It's as long as you can go in that regard. Was that an opportunity to galvanize?
It's not a bye week. It was an opportunity for us to be able to have some downtime, the players to recover, if you will, and hopefully that's going to be a plus for us. We worked Monday, and now we're here. This officially is a Wednesday for us. So, hopefully, as I said, we've got a few more guys out there, and what we're looking for is the progress thing, you know, from one day to the next with no setbacks.
Tom, can you talk about the addition of Hillis and his knowing the offense a little bit?
Hillis knows the offense. He knows the terminology. That helps a lot. He's a bigger back. He caught the ball very well in the workout. He's been around. He's a veteran football player. We know he can handle the first and second down stuff, and hopefully he'll not be too hard-pressed to pick up the third down stuff as well.
What's Brandon Jacobs' status? Is he practicing?
He's practicing, yeah.
Tom, could you share your reaction when you were asked if you'd consider benching Eli?
I believe I said, if I heard you correctly, no.
What did you think of that question?
Many of the questions that I get. You would not want to know what I think. But, no, I just quickly dismissed that question, and let's get on to the next one. He's the guy. We're going to win again with Eli. Oh, sure. And we played them last year. So we have that, and we have all the cut-ups from that. We have all their games in the beginning of the season this year. So we'll know the player.
Tom, we were talking last week. You obviously frequently speak to Eli. Can you just talk about is there ever an issue with a guy like that, despite what he's accomplished, where there's did he just get into a confidence lull or anything like that? Is there anything you have to talk about with that?
No, I don't talk about that. We talk about some of the issues, some of the problems that we've had, and how we can handle that going forward. And usually it's a pat on the back, and let's see if we can change this around.
Coach, you mentioned the running backs need to pick up the pass blocking. How far along would you say John Connor is in that regard? Can he be a help in that?
He could. Yes, he could. Yeah, we've talked about that as well. He does give us a security blanket, if you will, if that's needed as well. And he'll be prepared to do that also.
You mentioned last week that you were going to look at the pass rush. What did you see when you reevaluated?
Well, I see, obviously we don't have many numbers. We're not getting to the quarterback. There are some pressures that don't go without a stat next to them. People do different things, and obviously I think if you want to take the most recent game, ball came out quickly, which it does. If you see someone coming, and some of the protections are geared to take care of that for the quarterback, and I think what has to happen for us is, we've got to do a better job in these one-on-one situations and also be alert. There's always a chipper around, particularly on the one side. But winning that one-on-one operation and beating some of the max protections that we're facing, some of our pressure packages, we're not getting home with the kind of speed and timing that we need. So it's a combination of things.
Well, Tom, do you feel that opponents have maybe figured this pass rush out? I mean, you guys have been,
No, I don't think so. I don't. I mean, it's obvious there's a lot of tape out there to look at. But as far as figuring it out, it's basically comes down to, I've got to beat this guy or I've got to beat this guy in a half. Or when you bring five, you do have a chance to get singled up, and we have to win when that takes place.
You kind of mentioned it, but when you do bring extra guys, either, you know, linebackers or safeties, do you want a higher, would you like a higher percentage, I guess, of them getting some pressure on the quarterback? It seems like the blitz is helping.
I would like, if you're going to bring them, let's get home. Yeah. You know, let's be a factor. That's been missing as well.
You talked about the confidence of Eli. How's the confidence of those defensive linemen who are used to winning those one-on-one battles?
I think they're pretty resilient. I don't see that as a major issue, although they do understand where criticism is being directed as well.
Is there a way, Tom, to challenge a player just to play better?
Jonathan, yeah,
like,
oh,
you're
sure.
Not telling them, change your scheme, or I'm not going
well,
to have you do something different. You
constantly do it. You're constantly doing that. You're constantly picking and probing and trying to hit some way in which that individual, whether you take them aside and look at, you know, some of the isolated situations that have happened and how they're going about their business. Yeah, you just keep working at it. You keep trying, and your defensive line coach and your secondary or your coordinator, they continue to emphasize it and work towards it and put people in the right positions, perhaps moving them around a little bit, although that's not always the answer. Sometimes it's familiarity that's the best course.
Is that an odd position for you to feel yourself in this year, that there are as many individuals you could point to and say, you know what I mean, that you just need to play better? Is there a lot?
No, I mean, sure there's a lot. I mean, there certainly is. But so, again, team. Everybody's got to play better.
Your defense has played pretty well against Adrian Peterson, you know, in the fairly limited times you've played. Is there any one to abort?
Got to get a lot of folks to the ball.
Tom, they've been struggling, Minnesota. Is there something you see why that is, or do you feel that they're better than their record here?
Well, they're a good physical football team. They've been in every game. They've led in the second half in four of their five games. You know, their style is what it is. They want to run the football, and they want to take advantage of the running game to get you down in the box and then be able to throw the ball. Defensively, they come hard. That's what they've always done. That's what they'll continue to do.
Do you see good stuff, Tom, in these last few games, but just not for the full 60 minutes, and is that part of the challenge?
Well, I've been saying that forever. I mean, four quarters of championship quality football is what our objective has been for a long time. I've seen it get better, believe it or not, but it hasn't gotten home yet, obviously.
With Andre Brown and Marcus Kuhn, obviously things will start happening these next couple of
Brain
weeks.
Very long, slow, yes.
Do you have any timetable in your mind set when you want one or both back on the field?
Well, there's a legitimate window there that we would have to follow anyway, but if it happens faster, then fine. But we're gonna move it slow so that we can have a chance to get them in the best possible position when we do turn them loose.
How much do you think Hillis can contribute?
I think he can contribute right away. I do. I mean, he's a veteran player, and we expect that of him. Now, getting him ready and then the opportunity to use him, that's two different things, but I think we can get him ready.
What you anticipate Brandon being?
I do.
Tom, would Cox be that change of pace? Do you see him developing, getting closer to being that change of pace running back with this offense?
Let's hope that's what he was drafted for. He's certainly going to get the practice time that he needs, and he has gotten some more practice time, so it's getting closer.
Do you have a clock in your head on David Wilson and when you might have to make a decision on him?
No, we've just got to allow the time that's necessary for the complete and total medical analysis, evaluation, and I don't know when that would be. There's been no magic number told me, you know. They're going to look at it continuously.
Tom, Brandon seemed to kind of turn the clock back a little bit last game. Can you talk about what you saw out of him? He seemed to have pretty fresh legs.
He did, and he ran hard, and he was spirited. He was physical. He gave our team a nice lift, defense, offense, special teams. Everybody got involved in that. That's a good thing. It's a huge plus. I hope we can keep doing it.
What does Josh Freeman do for that offense that they haven't had before?
Well, they're looking, I think, for a consistent passer. Castle threw the ball very well against Pittsburgh and not so well last week, which happens in this game. But I think that they brought him there for this reason. Freeman's been brought you know, to Minnesota for that reason. And I think they're just ready to give him the chance.
Tommy, is there anything to be said for maybe sitting Eli down for a quarter or a half, you know, once he goes?
Not in my opinion, no.
No benefit to
I don't see it, no.